Today on the Relationship Renovation Podcast, we talk about hope and just why that's so important in making a fundamental shift in your relationship.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I am Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin, and we are here on a beautiful fall day in Arizona where it will be a cool 90 degrees today.
Hey, that's better than 100. We're out of the triple digits.
Oh my gosh.
Happy fall weather.
Happy fall weather. Happy fall. We did an episode of like a week or so ago about change the seasons.
Oh yeah, that was good.
People like that. It was just all about like not letting the season define you, but defining what the season is. So if you didn't listen to that, bounce back on that one. That was a good one.
So today's episode, it was kind of just organic. It happened, was it last night or today when you were
last
like—
Last night.
So tell me why you wanted to do this topic. Because I said, oh, that's a great topic. It's called, what is it, Hope?
Holders of Hope.
Holders of Hope.
The Holders of Hope. And it's interesting because I have, you know, new couples I work with, but I also have a lot of couples who like pop back in with me. You know, like I saw them 3, 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And
there's one couple that we saw 9 years ago that just came back to us.
Yeah. Yeah. And when they come back sometimes, and this is also something that happens at the very beginning of working with a couple, is there's this injection that I give them of hope, of just like, well, of course we can. You know, because a big question they always ask is like, are we just totally screwed up? Is it just like, are we helpless? Is there like nothing? Are we just over? Yeah. Should we just give up? And I'm always like, no, like you guys are awesome. Like you guys are great people. And no, we got this. Let's clean this shit up and let's get you back on track.
Aww.
And so often what my experience with couples is that initial like injection at the beginning of the process of coaching or therapy is so important because they've lost hope. They're scared. You as listeners oftentimes coming to this podcast for the first time, or maybe you've been listening to it for a while, you're like scared. Like we are so stuck. We're unhappy. We don't know how to break out of this. And there's something incredibly important about a coach or a therapist coming in and just being a beacon of light of like, no, we can do this.
It's like believing when someone else believes in you because you've lost that belief. And it just feels like, again, like you said, a dose of hope. It feels empowering. And it's making me remember when, right, we're really good therapists and we had no clue about owning a business and managing staff. And when we hired our business coaches, Kyle and Ariel, they were like, you guys are amazing. Like, you might not have these skills, but we were feeling like really powerless in a place of like,
we suck.
We did. We were feeling like we suck. And they came in and they were our hope holders, right? And that was almost a year ago. And we are still like
fighting like heck.
Fighting like heck for our counseling center to make sure that like revenue tops overhead and overhead doesn't
pass. An equation we didn't know about early on.
We just wanted
to
create a
happy place.
You need to
make more money than you spend.
So yeah, so I love that. Like, and I just piggyback on you, EJ, because I don't have new couples right now because we're saving space for our new coaching couples. But the couples that I do have, like, you know, I'll see them quarterly, monthly, some are every other week, and they'll get into those little like moments of despair. They've now built enough emotional safety to be like, oh my gosh, we've got this. But I remember, and I'll always remind them, do you guys remember when you thought you couldn't make it through this? And if that would have happened 2 years ago, you guys both wanted to like run separate ways. And I remember staying with them and being their like hope holder because I truly believe in that. And I'm not saying every couple should be together. We don't force relationships like that ever. But we also know when people do the work and they suffer less and they get more clarity around themselves and each other, at least they can make those choices now out of feeling empowered. Yeah. And so.
Well, and I think, you know, part of, you know, this idea of the holders of hope is first defining like, why might that be important to a couple, right? And normalizing your experience out there, if you are somebody who's really struggling in your relationship, is that, you know, it's that statistic that Tara shared a while ago that, like, most couples, there's a study that says most couples spend 6 years unhappy before they finally get to the point, 7 years, before they get so unhappy that they reach out for help. And just think of, like, the cumulative fatigue,
fatigue
of years of being stuck in the same negative dynamics, getting the same results, that it just buries you in despair.
And so the idea of joy happening, it's because you've been in this chronic state of unhappiness and feeling like everything's wrong and we're not where we should be and blah, blah, blah. The idea of joy seems so far-fetched.
Yeah.
But we also know that it truly can happen, which is why we believe in it so much that we are hope holders.
Yeah.
And we're also truth tellers. Like, we'll say, like, this just isn't working. Like, something about this just feels really stuck. Again, we don't force it ever, but we have that deep core belief that if you really want to make it work with your person because you love them and just a lot of shit got in the way, we're going to help you make that happen. Yeah.
And I think it's also to, like, it's important to tell you out there as well that level of despair and unhappiness, that will motivate you to make some serious changes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know, you know, like, I can think of a point in our relationship where, and I don't remember if I talked about it in a podcast with you or just I was sharing it with you and some other people, but there was a moment where I was under a lot of stress. We were really communicating super poorly, mm-hmm. and I conducted myself, in my opinion, the worst I've ever conducted myself with you. I said something, like, really mean. I cursed. It was like a low point for me. And I remember, like, walking up to my office after that moment and just feeling so bad. Mm. And so, like, I cannot believe that I am where I am. We are where we are. And that, it was like a motivation to me, you know, like, it gave me almost a glimmer of hope hitting that low. Like, I put up a post-it that still is in that office that's like, love, respect, and kindness. And it was like, that was my mantra from that point. No matter how upset I am, no matter how reactive I become, I need to stay connected to that. And for whatever reason, like, I had that internally to get to that place. That was a turning point for me. But I think, like, a lot of times as couples, they get to that place and they come in and they need a coach or a therapist who has, like, this, like, resolute confidence that, like, I can help these people. And that's what we talk to our therapists about a lot, is, like, you have to be careful with that, like, therapist-y, like, well, what do you think the solution is? It's like, well, you know what? If they had any idea what the solution is, they wouldn't be sitting across the table from you. Perfect. It's like, people need to sit down with a coach, with a therapist who can look at them and have this, like, confidence that, like, yeah, I can help you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I can.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't
else believes in you and you don't believe in yourself, it can be everything. And people who've gone through that know that it's the world.
And that's not like I don't feel like I ever have, like, an element of, like, I'm BSing people. Like, I really listen. And if there's something I'm hearing where that's like, wow, that we have to, I don't know. Like, you know, I wouldn't just, like, say BS somebody and say we can do it.
Yeah.
But most couples, when you dig into it a little bit, and if they get to that place where they come to you, there's something worth saving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, people who are listening to this now, who write us emails, who book discovery calls with us, like, if you do that, there's a high indicator that there is something really special in your relationship with your partner. You just have no idea how the heck to get to it.
You're willing to do it too, yeah.
So, you know, and if you reach out for that help, or you make that you know, you find that podcast episode or you order that Stan Tatkin book or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Right. If you have that energy to go find some piece of information that might help you, it means that there's something that's worth fighting for.
So as you know, if you're an avid listener, you get our newsletter that we recently just started our coaching program. And so we've had a lot of discovery calls. And what we've noticed is there's not just one size that fits all.
So we took all of the information that we received when we met with these couples in these discovery calls, and we created three separate tiers.
What we just created feels like the most accessible for any couple, and that is now the Relationship Renovation At Home podcast membership.
So the At Home podcast membership is going to work through Patreon. So you'll sign up for a Patreon membership, and with that, you're going to get the couple's manual, and you can either get that printed version or you can get a downloadable version. And for each lesson in it, there's going to be an exclusive podcast episode that you can listen to before or during the time that you're working on it. Beyond the videos, there's going to be a monthly live Q&A that Tara and I host. And during that time, you'll just have the opportunity to ask questions, to get clarity on issues that maybe you and your partner are struggling, but it's going to happen every single month and you're going to be a part of it.
We get to support you through that journey in a very affordable way.
So then the next level is the certified coach package. And what that's going to include is 2 75-minute sessions a month. That's just you, your partner, and the coach. Access to a private Slack channel to receive coaching Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. You can pose questions. You can throw up struggles you're having, and you'll get coaching during the week. And full access to the podcast membership. And now the final tier of our three tiers is the Founders Premium Package. That is working privately with just Tara and myself. You meet with us twice a month for 75 minutes in which we help work you through the couple's manual, which you'll also receive a hard copy of. You'll have a private Slack channel where Tara and I will be interacting with you between Monday and Friday, 9 to 5. And as with every package, you'll have access to the podcast membership.
We've been working with couples in this model for over 10 years. We really go in depth to each of these lessons, and there's 31 lessons, by the way. So it takes most couples 6 to 9 months, just so you have an idea of what that looks like and how long the process will be. However, you will know when you've met your goals. So for some couples, they might need a membership for 6 months, for some 9 months, for some maybe longer. Regardless of if you decide one of these tiers fits you or you just decide to listen to our podcast free of charge, we're just so happy to be creating more accessibility to help your relationship thrive. That is our hearts. That is our passion. So thank you for trusting us. Again, reach out. We love hearing from you.
And if you have interest in any of these packages, right now the easiest thing to do is just to email us at coaching@relationshiprenovation.com. Just let us know what you're interested in, what you want to do, and we'll get back to you and help you out.
So you and I have, right, we developed everything we did because of our own train wreck of the relationship, and we didn't have the skills. And I was just thinking, like, EJ and I have gone through a lot of financial stress over the last year with our business. And, like, if we didn't have the skills that we had built in the emotional safety, there's no way that what we've been going through, it wasn't a month, it wasn't 6 months, it's been over a year. There's no way we would have been able to stay together. And it makes me so sad because I think about all those couples that struggle with finances and infidelity and all that, and they don't have those skills, right? I'm sure some do, but some don't. So then, like, that level of powerlessness, like, I already felt powerless with this whole financial thing happening in our business. But thank goodness you and I had the skills to know how to get through it together. But I don't think if I had that, I would have felt way more powerless and not connected to you, because now we don't know how to talk about it and support each other. And, like, even this morning I was crying because that's just what I do, because we just have an awesome team here. And I love our staff. And I was just talking to one of our staff members this morning, and she triggered something emotional, and EJ called me, and I was just like, what we've built is so amazing. And sometimes why does it have to be so stressful? And I was trying to go to, like, facts about our business. And EJ's like, no, tell me what this emotional response is. I really want to know. And I was like, God, that meant everything. Because I kept trying to go into like justification or facts. And you kept bringing me back like, no, but like what's happening for you? Like what made you cry? Like what made this grief happen this morning? And I was able to like go so much deeper and then continue to cry more. And then I was like, I can't because I have a podcast today and my eyes can't be puffy. But like that level of emotional safety is not just innate, couples. You have to hear this. Like it takes skills and time and a lot of personal reflection and couples talks in order to get there, but we are living proof and we have thousands of couples that have been through our relationship renovation model, both in office and at home, that are living proof that you can do it if you want to and it's there.
Yeah. And that's what a coach, a therapist has to offer, is that sometimes I can see something that's happening for the couple that they've become totally blind to. You know, I had a couple come in the other day and they were just like describing just all of the struggles and each of their like unique perspective around how uncomfortable and what was dysfunctional between the two of them. But as they were doing it, like all I was seeing was like two people who love each other, who adore each other, who desperately want to be connected. All they saw were the problems and the discomfort that they were in, which makes sense because the more you're in discomfort, the more you're sort of buried in a fog and you can't see 2 feet in front of
it. And really quick, it's evolutionary and our brain is built that
way.
Yeah,
you see that, that negativity bias,
we're
right?
We're like double-edged sword there.
But because I'm not in the suffering with them, it's not my relationship. They're not my, you know, friends. They're not my family members. They're, you know, they're just people I'm here to help. I'm seeing like nothing but like something to be hopeful about is like, you guys want it, you know? And that's what we offer. That's what our method offers, is someone who has like some tools, some knowledge, some awareness, a system to take you through that also can look at you and be like, man, you got every reason in the world to fight for this because you guys are great. And you guys can have a relationship like Julie and Ben that we interviewed a few weeks ago, like 3-4 weeks ago, they were on. Great story. If you haven't listened to them, been together 26 years. They got pregnant when they were like 16 and 17 years old. Local business owners here in Tucson, amazing people. Were on the verge of throwing it all away because it's just like they just couldn't figure it out. Went through it and they're the happiest. Julie has this portion in it where she's talking about like, I've never loved Ben as much as I love him now, right?
Yeah.
And we see that in people. We see like, my gosh, you can have such a deeper connection than you can even imagine if you just stick with this for a little bit.
Yeah. And it wasn't like we waved this relationship renovation model magic wand.
No, it's not.
Over Julie and
it takes some effort.
Yes. But the way it's structured allows you to be curious about your partner again and not put hurt on hold, but get through the hurt together instead of
Well, sometimes it's alone. About being, it's that the hurt is being experienced so separately.
Yeah.
And that we help them be in the hurt together, which is actually connecting. Is like, oh my gosh, I miss you. Oh my gosh, I miss you. Instead of, oh my gosh, you suck.
You keep making me feel so
You
alone.
Keep making me feel shitty. Oh. You deny me this. You say this about me, whatever. Like, oh no, like here, let me show you guys how to be together in the sadness. Because if you're not together in the sadness, it's really hard to be together in the joy.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess this podcast was really about hope.
Yeah.
That there is hope. And when you feel hopeless, finding someone, again, a professional relationship expert, therapist, coach, that can hold that hope and give it to you in pieces to build you and your relationship back up again. That's pretty incredible. We see it happen every single day.
And just the fact that you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Says that there is immense possibilities for you. There is hope merely by you seeking something more.
Yeah.
And maybe engaging in a process with somebody who can be that holder of hope might be just the like spark, you know, it might be just the spark that you need to get that fire burning again. And it doesn't go instantaneously from a spark to an inferno. It takes a second, you know, you got to get down there. You got to get your kindling wood. You got to get that little tiny fire going and feed it, you know, and we help people.
You're
with
like
that.
The one on, what is it called that we like, Naked and Afraid?
Naked and Afraid.
And it's been
get you guys naked and afraid.
No, but they're like, it's wet and like they're in the rainforest and they can't get that fire and they can't get that
That's
fire.
That's what it feels like with couples
it's
sometimes.
It's so true. That's when such you're a like, good like metaphor or yeah. visual. Like, it's not going to work. And then finally, after days of trying, they can have their fire to keep the lions away.
Well, I think like also because we're the holders of hope, but then we're like in the trenches with them trying to get that fire. Like you have this like other
That's
person
true,
with
yeah.
you who's like, you know, because we're like literally I see it with you, with myself when we're working with a couple of like – we're like sitting there trying to figure out like what's going on. Like, why are these people struggling so much?
How can I
like,
get it to light up?
How can I help them? Wait a minute, say that to him again. Or, oh, wait a minute, can you repeat what you just heard? You know, like it's so much fun. I mean, I love to do it. It's the best.
So anyway, like, I thank you for listening. We love talking to ourselves,
clearly.
To each other, to our audience. We really find our listeners and your feedback so valuable. So grateful to have helped so many people around the globe feel hope again just through these podcasts. So
yeah. Leave us a review. We love to hear from you guys. You can
send us an email.
You can send if you're interested in coaching with us or one of our coaches here, you can send an email to coaching@relationshiprenovation.com. If you want to just send an email about the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@relationshiprenovation.com.
Yeah, we have some new cool things happening too. So we will keep in touch and stay in the loop.
We're always hustling.
Yay. Hustling in a good way to help couples have the best relationship they deserve.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
All right. Well, as always, thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other.
Bye-bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same. Me and you have all the fame we need. Indeed, you and me, are we?